One advantage of attending Stony Brook is that it is close to New York City. There are several ways to travel to New York City from our campus. If you don't want to worry about traffic on the roads, you can take the train. But the price of a train ticket is $20, while a bus ticket is only $11. Yes.
For example, if I say the price of a train ticket is $5, right? You should say I said the price of a train ticket is $5, right?
No, the price of the train ticket is $20. Yes, I can take a bus to New York City.
Okay. And the price of a bus ticket is $15, right?
No, it's only $11.
Okay, so you
the bus ticket is only $11. New York City has many restaurants and a huge variety of different types of food. Within a single block, you might find an Indian restaurant, a Middle Eastern restaurant, and a Japanese restaurant. Other restaurants serve Mexican food, Indonesian food, and of course, American food. Chinatown is known for its wonderful Asian restaurants. Yes, it have a Middle Eastern restaurant. Yes, New York City has a Middle Eastern restaurant.
And Chinatown is known for Middle Eastern food, right?
The Chinatown is known for its Asian restaurant. Asian restaurant. Manhattan has many parks where people like to walk, bike, and play ball. The largest park is Central Park, which stretches from 5th Avenue to 8th Avenue. The newest park is the High Line Park, which was built on an old tram line 30 feet above street level. This park continues for almost 2 miles above 11th Avenue. Yes. The High Line Park is above the street level.
And the High Line Park is about 5th Avenue, right?
15th Avenue. No, it's not above 15th Avenue. Actually, it's above 11th Avenue. There are many historic landmarks you can visit in New York City. The Brooklyn Bridge, which is one of the oldest bridges in the USA, connects Manhattan and Brooklyn. The Cloisters is another historic landmark you can visit. It is located in northern Manhattan and you can take the subway there. It's part of the Metropolitan Museum and has a beautiful garden too. No, the cluster is not part of the Metropolitan Museum. Oh no, it actually is part of the Metropolitan Museum.
Okay, I will repeat my question and answer.
Yes.
The cluster is part of the Metropolitan Museum, right?
Yes, the cluster is part of the Metropolitan Museum. No, it's not located in southern Manhattan. It's located in northern Manhattan. The American continent is divided into two subcontinents. The continents of North America and South America are linked by the Panama Canal. The Rocky Mountains run along the western side of North America, while the end runs along the west coast of South America. The highest peak in the American continent is located in the Andes.
The American continent consists of North and South America, right?
Yes, it consists of the North and the South America. Can you say again?
The Rocky Mountains are located in South America, right?
No, it's located in North America. The Rocky Mountains is located in North America. In order to make driving safer, there are many ways that roads can help guide traffic. Depending on the color of the line in the center of the road, traffic can either go one way or two ways. One way roads use white lines, and two way roads use yellow lines. A dotted line means that cars can cross into the other lane, while a solid line means that car cannot cross into the other lane.
A solid line means that cars cannot cross into the other lane, right?
Yes, a solid line means cars cannot cross another lane.
And two-way roads use white lines, right?
No, two-way roads use yellow lines. Lifestyles in rural areas are different from those in urban areas. Rural areas often have fewer job opportunities and higher unemployment rates. People living in rural areas generally have less access to health care. Studies show that life expectancy is lower in rural areas than in urban areas.
Do people living in rural areas have less access to health care?
Yeah, they have less access to health care.
And unemployment rates are higher in urban areas, right?
No, higher unemployment. They have lower unemployment rates in urban areas.